What up, guys, and welcome to Professor P's Audio Diary Season 4, Episode 3. Yes. Man, so big shadow purge day for me yesterday. Huge day of realizations and working in God's time and accepting God's time and no longer trying to rush the process. Really pulling myself. I pulled myself out of so many harsher aspects about myself and all of these extremes within myself that were kind of like halting me from moving forward to the next phase. And usually when source slows everything down, it's because you kind of need to check bases and see like where your weak spots are. So I was working on that yesterday, and it was like I was feeling very humbled by the universe. 838, someone's confirmation, like it, like just actually being liberated, you know, also by this kind of humbling that was happening of me, like I was talking about yesterday, not, you know, staying in a child's place, because, you know, the divine will work with your imagination and your heart space and what it is that you want to create, but it's not up to you to know the organics of how or when. You're not meant to do that. You're meant to be a child in the moment, a child of the universe, and just enjoy your experience as it is in the moment. And so that's what I was really challenging myself to do all day yesterday. And I was being super positive about everything. And I was like working through all of these adversities within myself. And, you know, there were times where I cried and I kind of purged, and then I would feel better and then I would cry again. And it was just really healthy. It was really helpful. So, you know, To have a healthy partnership means to have faith and trust, and the universe will work with that with you. You know, like to co-create is to not always put your nose in what they're doing. You have to trust your partner. You wouldn't always do that to your partner. You wouldn't always be checking their phone all the time, always trying to see what they're doing, you know, if you love them and you trust them. So you have to have a healthy dynamic with the world around you and seeing how it communicates love language to you. Because whenever I'm in the flow state, like how I was yesterday, I was seeing lots of butterflies and sinks, you know, like whenever I step out of wondering and questioning and I just flow, that's when I see the universe like sends me a lot of love. So that's a sign, you know, when you start seeing all of those things, even when you're down, it's still saying you are being real about what you're experiencing and how this is making you feel. And once you do this, it opens you up to more spiritual encouragement. You know, like the universe will be that supportive partner to you if you are open to the signs, because they're trying to support you through times where things are still coming together and they may not be coming together as quickly as you think they're supposed to. So they will try to steer your direction back on the path. So I like that. And I was listening all the way back to when I first started. I went back to my first podcast that I did on here, and I was like, wow, I sound under. Like I was realizing the change, and I was really proud of it, you know, because the speech thing was important for me, like learning how to speak. Because after the breakup and stuff, like I went very mute, and I think that messed up my speaking. Because when I had first started and I was listening back, I was like, wow, like I feel like I was having a hard time talking. Like, and it may have only been me that could have noticed that, but I was just seeing how much denser, even though I was raising my vibrations, like you can, every level you'll be able to look back and see, wow, I was still even a little dense in, and not necessarily in a negative way, but I could hear the stress on my voice. I could hear the fear. I could hear like me first climbing out the matrix. And I had gotten, was it the day before yesterday? I think so. But I had gotten, I fully like broken out of the matrix completely. You know, I still had some ties, but I have fully broken out. So it's been all about remnants. And yes, the universe will let you know when you've fully broken out the matrix, you know, because you'll start to be asked if you would want to delete certain files, if you want to delete certain Akashas, and how you want to move forward with all the information that you know from a heart center space, not from an outside external force. And once you make those decisions internally, you'll be able to move forward. Okay, so I had to release this boogeyman in a way, because the boogeyman is real, very real. So there was a time where I really wanted to stop drinking and smoking, and Source was kind of taking me back to this time in meditation. They were like, you remember that house you lived at where you buried that under that tree? Well, that wasn't the best place to do that because you summoned a boogeyman. They were like, you summoned a boogeyman because you wanted something rammed out of you and you wrote it in fear. So that's what you attract. Because this was kind of the time where I was realizing alcohol and tobacco drinking was getting out of hand, and I was just like praying, and I was just like, I really need this like shook out of me, you know, like I'm tired of like doing this tango with this thing. So I had released the boogeyman. This was when I first summoned it. This was like 2020, I believe. Was it 2020? Yeah, this was like when I was living in this woman's house, in this Airbnb, in this basement, and she had a really nice backyard. But it's like I would always like have these urges to like self-sabotage. So when I had did this, I had summoned a boogeyman, and at the time I wasn't like aware enough to see that, but I was being shown that's what I did. And he was like, would you like me to be released now? He asked me like what, and when I looked up what the boogeyman meant, it's a beast or a monster that scares children into good behavior. I was like, wow, this shit is really real. Like, this really did scare me into good behavior. But it was almost like Source wanted to show me I needed to release this boogeyman because I no longer have addictions. I no longer have problems with drinking. So I don't have to hold myself to that same standard. And, you know, I'll have someone invite me out for drinks. I haven't went yet. But when the thought hit me, that's when I got triggered and I started to really kind of get like, just like psycho analysis. Like, I really started to like get into analysis paralysis, and the divine was like, no, like, it's okay, like, you can have fun, it is okay, you have self-control, you know, you don't agree with overly drinking or binge drinking, but if somebody offers you to go out with them, go out, have fun. Because I could go, but I ended up kind of like not going because I wanted to meditate more and just figure out, you know, like, just how I stood on that. And it was like I had to release this boogeyman that was sort of haunting me in a way, playing off of like my fear surrounding it to get me to pull out of addictive behaviors. And don't get me wrong, it worked, but Source was showing me this other way, like where I would have learned it anyway without that heavy-handedness. Because like with the boogeyman, there are a lot of contracts, like dark contracts with them, and I had to break that because I didn't realize that I binded my soul to the boogeyman. And it's not there to hurt you, you know, even when you look it up on Wikipedia, it's not there to necessarily hurt you, it's there to really scare you, to really shake you up. And this is what was happening to me every single time that I would kind of do too much with drinking and I would relapse. I would get this really dark energy come through, and I was just like, damn, like, wow. Y'all know I was talking about that cycle a lot. So there were many layers to that. Of course, you know, I did have to tame it also because my self note, and it was getting me in danger. But then there was also that element of me calling on that boogeyman. So, excuse me, I had to release that, you know, in order to release my fear and distrust with alcohol, because I don't have any problems with the sacredness, you know, the ancientness of alcohol, beer, wine, etc. What I don't agree with is it being promoted, and you know, I don't agree with the abuse of alcohol and drunken people on the streets and things like that. I don't agree with that. I do agree that it should be used in a setting that's necessary, and it should be limited, it should be moderated. So I was settling on that, you know, because I feel the divine wants me to make up my mind with how I stand on that, like I was getting before, but this time in a more social sense, because people are going to want me to go out. It's not to say they're always going to want me to drink, but I don't have to go through that, like, you know, like, just like fear that I would always have, like, oh my God, like, if I do this, like, I'm gonna die tomorrow. You know, Source was like, that curse is done. Like, that was never, like, we were never going to let you go too far down that line. Did we let you know when you were getting close? Yes, but you're out of that. You're in a new Akashic. So I was getting rid of like old Akashic data still just to move forward without, you know, like defamation of character, you know, because now I'm viewing myself from a high sovereign perspective. So whenever I do get asked out, I know that all I have to do is just lean on my higher self and ask my higher self, would it be a good idea to indulge with this person? Do I need to bless over my drinks? Would I even enjoy it? I have everything I need so that I can be discerning moving forward. So I have the support. So I was kind of resting into that and able to let that go, you know, because that was the most important thing for me. And it was crazy because I had forgotten last year that I was meant to take a step away from alcohol for the whole year. And then I had gotten an alarm on my phone yesterday and it was like year over. And I was like, wow, 8:48. I was like, I did it. Like, I was like, cause they got after the year, you know, we would reevaluate things. So it was like right on time. I was like, wow, like you guys really helped me to heal from an addiction. Now it was a little scary because I was panicking, you know, and I summoned that darker energy, but it was like there are some darker energies that are for the light. And that's what I was seeing with the boogeyman, because like he didn't do anything, he just left. And I immediately felt like reset with my drinking. Like source was like neutral, like I didn't have any memories of the past of what I did. It was just like, from here on out, it will be a new experience for you. Now you can build a new Akashic wisdom with this, with the wisdom that you know. So you'll notice you'll get a chance to start over or refine certain things that you may have been dead set on, that maybe not really resonate with your soul in the phase moving forward, you know. So I was respecting this about myself and realizing, like, I don't want to hold myself to any, like, the more that I, like, grow up is the more that I learn. I don't want to hold myself to any ism, you know, or, like, I just kind of want to be a free spirit because I'm always changing. So the method that works for me is channeling what's best for me every day. So if that's my method, because Source was ramming that into me, this works for you. Don't pay attention to how other people do it. You know, like if this works for you, do it this way, because this is how I've seen the most results. Like when I first stopped drinking, I would ask the divine every day because I would have urges every day. So every day I would get a no and I took it a day at a time. Next thing you know, 3 months passed by and I'm like, wow, like I was that sober all because you guys guided me all the way through. And then there were some times I would have gotten a yes and I talked about those times. So it was like I had to release all of that, like just everything that the world teaches us. It's like we have to learn it from our own experiences and not base it off of what other people tell us. So yes, there are monks out there who say like alcoholism is bad, and you know there is a spectrum of it that is, but then the divine was showing me there's also another aspect of it that's really good. You know, it's good for people with social anxiety in small amounts. It's good for people who want to meditate, you know. So I was seeing more sacred practices with that. And I was like, I'm definitely someone who has a little bit of social anxiety, you know, but I haven't used it as a crutch this whole time. But now I know if I ever feel like I just want to loosen up and have a little fun, I don't have to beat myself up, you know. I know the dangers. I know what I can be guided to. I know that the divine said that they had my back. So let me just stand by this belief. So I'm always going to share with you guys when I'm changing. I don't care if anyone judges me. I don't care if anyone looks at me a certain type of way and say, she's always like, you know, fuck y'all. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm doing what's best for me. So I want to be able to enjoy it in a sacred way. So I was meditating outside and it was like, there's so much God in nature. So when I had really listened to my heart, and when I was clearing out, getting asked those final questions, they were like, are you sure you want to stop drinking for good? And the answer wasn't no, but it also wasn't a yes. It was like, I was still uncertain. So I started to be like, divine, like just anytime that I get these urges, because I'm human, and you know, it's something that I do enjoy. The thing that scared me was when I would go on these binges and I would be in very dark realms. I don't respond to change very well. So when I would feel these harsh polarity, like these harsh reality shifts, I would get scared, you know. So I just put it up. I was like, divine, you will help me with this, you know. I am set on a line with the timeline where you guys will always let me know when it's good for me and when it's not, and when I should abstain and when should I not, just like you guys have been doing thus far. And when I just let that go, I saw a butterfly like just fall right out the sky. And it was just like received that, like, you have to pay attention to the love language, like we were having a conversation. And that's how the divine responded to me. So it felt good, you know, because like there was like this little antique beer shop and like right by my house, you know. And I was just like, damn, like, I don't want to feel scared if one day I want to like have a little bit on my day off. Like, I can't be treating myself like this old Paris like that I used to be. So I feel like a lot of us are going to be reevaluating even our vices or like eating habits or diets. You know, maybe you were trying to go so hard with something. And I was getting this in the Gemini podcast, like, just watch for like rushing yourself. Like, that's what the divine was saying. I was never meant to rush myself to get over drinking. This is why it was always a problem. It was naturally going to happen anyway. So, and yeah, it was this guy who was talking about how when you follow God, eventually all of those behaviors, you don't desire them anyway. So that's kind of what the divine was showing me, is like, we know how you're going to feel. Let us use our bird's eye view to tell you what to do and what not to do every day, so that you don't, you know, self-sabotage. We'll even tell you what to get that's not tainted in dark energy. So it just felt really good to give that away and finally just move on, because I want to feel good about my decisions. And I had to really like understand that I have my gifts. I don't need to be afraid to use them whenever I need them. So yeah. Yeah, so deciding life changes so much along with myself. So to always operate with one scene as reference for my drinking just isn't fair. It's not fair to my evolution. I don't want to fear anything. I just want to experience, you know. I want to have fun. Like, I don't want to be a drunkard, no, but I want to have fun, okay? So I'm leaving all of these things open to my higher self, and I let it go at that. And that doesn't mean that it's hypocritical in a sense where I'm pushing the agenda of doing anything toxic. No. But it's just like I had to decide what would make me happy to move forward. So I'm always going to share with you guys like just the shifts that I'm making. Yeah. And just, you have to start giving yourself credit. You know, I closed so many dark contracts and my business has evolved so much. I have healed so many people. I have learned discipline. I have learned structure. I have learned the Emperor energy, and the divine wanted me to go through that so I could see that this was something that I enjoyed. You know, there was a time where I wasn't fully addicted to it. It was a very smooth relationship. And now that I'm not so traumatized, I'm very hyper aware of myself, so I don't have to operate from that place. But I guess they really wanted me, because this conversation came up with us before, but I think they really wanted me to fully anchor in to trusting like my higher self will guide me through that. Like, I'm safe to trust my higher self and evaluate also my intuition, because I am no longer distorted. And to escape the matrix is to rewrite and create your own. And it's not based off of everybody's experiences. It's based off of yours and your heart space. So you'll know, like I said, you'll know when you make a right decision, when you'll see butterfly sign sinks right after. Or you'll hear a distinct noise. So unlearning everything that brings fear into my life. And just affirming, I have self-control. I am responsible. I have self-control. I am responsible. I just kept saying it. And then this huge wave of autism. Like, I kept hearing autism. I was like, why do I keep hearing that? I kept hearing high-functioning autism. So I asked, and they were like, you definitely are on the autistic spectrum. And this is also a characteristic of crystal children. So if you don't know, like, I'm a crystalline being. If you don't know, like, what that is, just look into it. It's like this wave of highly sensitive psychic kids that came to the planet Earth. We're a newer generation hybrid, okay? So we're very delicate. We're like the babies of sorts. So, and we're very wise, very powerful in our healing. But we also can be kind of autistic, you know? And when I was looking up what autistic, like what this meant, I was just seeing everything that like I would do, like the fear of change and hard set on routines. And there were certain traits there that helped me to make sense. It helped me to have more compassion about myself, because instead of me looking at it like it was a bad thing, I was just like, wow, this is my character. Like, this is literally a part of my DNA. They call this autism, but it's just like a very delicate soul trying to maneuver as best as possible in the earth game, because it can be overwhelming. So my medication for my autism would be me planning. It wouldn't be me stopping. Like, I didn't see how that was a bad thing, like dedication to routine. I can see, I guess, if you are not allowing yourself to try new things, but my guys already be on that too. They'd be like, we want you to try this today or that today, 8:58. So someone else may be realizing that they have some autistic tendencies. But I was seeing, this is why the universe always kept switching things up on me, always changing things up on me, because I would literally hate change. That was the one thing that was bad on my end, was that I, like, especially when it came to, if I said that I was going to be a certain way, even if I felt like I wasn't ready to be that person, I would force myself into it, hence the boogeyman. And the divine was like, we don't, this new age Paris is not doing that. No isms, no nothing. You are you. You don't advocate extremes. You don't believe in extremes. That's where you stand. You don't like extremes on humanity. Okay? That's what you're here to do. So I had to release that negative aspect of autism on me and realize that the universe was medicating me this whole time. So it made it easier for me to understand the algorithm that they're going to be working with me moving forward until I adjust and adapt to change, which I have been. And I think that's why it was ready to come up. So I was seeing a lot of different aspects about myself, and also just my family. You know, I haven't seen a picture of my father in years. So when I had gotten the friend request, I was able to look at him and I was like, wow, I look just like my dad, you know? And I was just, wow, like, wow, this vessel is borrowed. Like, I was just seeing, I borrow all of these different things from my family and my ancestors and, you know, my fragments, it's all borrowed, you know? And there's this song with Regina Spektor that she says, I'm not my own, it's not my choice. And that's how I felt. Like, I can't take complete credit for who I am today. I have to take credit of everything that I've been, everything that I was, and everything that my ancestors were, my bloodline, everything about it. I can't be ashamed of them at all. And I feel like that's why in that dream with my ancestors, they were offering me beer and stuff, because they wanted me to know that this was a part of my heritage. This was a part of my lineage, you know, like, you know, beer and wine and things of that nature. Now, spirits, on the other hand, they were like, we don't like that. We prefer you to move away from heavy alcohol, like that type of liquor. But beer and wine, more natural things, we agree with that in moderation. So I was clearing that up with my higher self, and I was kind of seeing the incantation happening with spirit, and I was like, spirits, like alcohol. So I was like, oh, I see now, like, where the danger aspect is coming from. Because when I was being shown how alcohol was made, like the spirits and stuff, it was a very dark, it was dark. But when I looked at especially beer, not wine, because wine had, like, I was being shown wine was being polluted with alcohol. Like, they were just dyeing the spirits and putting them as wine. And I think they actually talked about this in a Hulu, like, special or something, or Netflix, I don't know, where they talk about the wine thing. And that's why it's so cheap. That's what spirit was showing me. Like, we would rather you go to beer. And that's also a part of my Egyptian ties with Isis and Osiris. Those timelines, they brewed beer that was natural. And they were like, even one day, if you want to, you can make your own, you know, but this is ancestral. This is a part of your heritage. You were meant to break the curse of overusing it and using it to cope with money issues and financial problems and other addictions in your life. So yeah, I was just seeing the full picture and realizing that this blood has traveled, you know, the blood in me, so it must be purified. So this sort of helped me to push past my physical and judging it, but rather looking at my vessel as an artifact, like an amazing ancient technology that keeps refining and getting better and cooler. And this helped me to feel even more beautiful in a source sense. Like, and it was 3:23 on the clock when I realized that, like, wow, like what a creation type of beautiful, rather than just the pure physical like traits of myself, but just kind of like when you see a really distinct bug, you know, like a rare bug, and you're just like, you're kind of creeped out by it, but also fascinated that the divine could put something together that beautiful in that sense. That's kind of how I was feeling about myself. So a lot of us were gonna start to realize to accept our generational ties and even our curses, and to evaluate what they mean to us now that we have fully healed, now that we have stepped out of darkness and no longer holding ourselves to who our ancestors were or who we were when we were traumatized. All of those things had to be purged out and reset, which meant all of my old ways of doing things had to be reset. So I was being shown to go back to the day at a time timeline, because there's so many things going on down here, and I feel like they want me to experience it without me like fearing I won't be prepared. You know, they want me to feel like I'm in control. So that felt really good. It felt really good to just understand and overstand what my spiritual journey means to me. And even though like I was really scared, and there were times where, you know, I really felt like that had betrayed me, I was able to like forgive alcohol for that and forgive myself for that. So now I don't have to worry about it anymore. It's not even the main defining character of my life. And I was able to see how much I've changed since. So make sure you guys are looking at things from that full perspective and really rewrite your matrix, you know, create your own belief system. Like what feels good to you, the universe will work around that. If you feel like you need help with something, just ask to be guided on that. Make some yes and no oracles like I talk about, or get a reading or a pendulum, and you know, ask your questions so that, and make sure you set intentions to connect with your higher self, intuition. However, I feel like if you're afraid to do stuff like that because you think you're calling in, definitely don't do it, okay? Definitely don't. But if you feel drawn to that method, I always bring this up, it is very helpful, especially when you're meant to do it, when you're meant to unlock more things about yourself. So those were the main notes that I had. I didn't have a lot because it was such a introspective day. It was hard too. Like, it was hard in a way. I had to like pass a threshold because they wanted me to trust them that everything was going to work out, and everything did work out. Like right when I started to move out of that energy, I started to get things grounding in for me. So I was just really understanding how things are working for me right now in the direction I'm meant to go, not where I thought I was supposed to go. Okay. So let's see what the card of the day is. Look, the Emperor. Where are we too more control? Where are we being too controlling about the things that we said we want to let go of? Or where are we being too cold and too logical when it comes to life? It's like the universe wanted me to balance that out because I don't need to be in that energy anymore. And sometimes life will pull you out of those moments, like with an invitation or something. Even though I didn't go, you know, I kind of regret it. But it's like, I know now, like I know that when those things come up, that I'm being asked to step into a more playful mode. So I feel like a lot of us were being called to trust ourselves to play again, to be like in our childlike nature and energy again. We don't have to fear anything because we've leveled up so much. So we're kind of in this Ace of Wands energy of a new beginning where everything is refreshed, everything is new, everything is refined. So all of what you are going from before is tossed. That's something that you'll see. Like usually things come up because you need to toss them energetically so that you align with exactly what it is that you're wanting. And I remember, like, I just couldn't believe I got through that whole year. Granted, I did drink around my birthday, and I believe transitioning into the first, I believe, but the first of the New Year's. Yeah, even though I did, Like, it was just like, I was still like proud of myself. Because I did work on, like, they were showing me you worked on everything. Like, you just didn't realize it because you were being so much in your emperor energy, just so serious. You weren't cheering yourself on. You weren't praising yourself. So I had to step into that energy of doing that, like, just not being afraid. So let me see. Did we do the Ace of Wands? I think that was the very, no. Okay. Wow, so this is a page of, I mean, this is a wands of following your desires. Like, this is passion, this is lust, this is actually like a strong sexual connection with someone. Someone may be sexually, physically attracted to you and wanting to make a move, but this is mainly like desire. This is kind of asking you, what do you want to create out of life? What inspires you? Wands energy is downloads. I was getting lots of downloads too, like about books I want to write, movies, shows, and I was just kind of scribing it, like creating it, like I was creating my team. This is what I always do ever since I started my business, with this sort of writing my intentions, and even with my moving, writing my intentions before I go. It is the best way to co-create with the universe, writing your intentions before you start an endeavor. How do you want it to go? How do you want people to respond? How do you want it to do? How successful do you want it to be? What type of filming do you want it to look like? Like, this is what I was like writing out, and it felt good because I knew that I was in my Ace of Wands energy, where I was just letting that inspiration take me. It's not about really letting, it's not about the action just yet. It's about allowing the downloads to come through and you feeling that creation, feeling how it feels in your heart. So when I was feeling how it felt in my heart to occasionally allow myself to have some fun, and if I want to try a cool little drink or something, you know, like, I know that I can do that. I have the help that I need. So I don't, I'm feeling good in that. So I'm going to allow the universe to work with that and create whatever they feel is best, you know, that's healthy for me, and that's not sabotaging my job or sabotaging my gifts. So yeah, being very specific about what you want to create for yourself. You know, it's your world. Anything where you feel like you are off limits to, transmute it. That's what the divine was showing me with my vices. Just transmute them and get them under control. You'll be good. You'll still be in your emperor energy. You're still meant to lead. This doesn't change your purpose. But we allowed that boogeyman to come in to kind of whip you into shape. You had to be enlightened to the darker sides of it, because you were only seeing the positive, and it was just, you were suppressing a lot. So when the Ace of Wands comes up, it's asking you, how do you want your new beginning to look? Start working with co-creating with the universe. We're ready to start co-creating with you. So this is a good time to scribe out your day. Like I talked about before, taking 30 minutes to meditate, how you want your day to go. This brings a lot of changes. Write it down. Big endeavors, what you want out of career, write it down. This is the time when it finds you. It's also saying you could be coming into union or partnership with somebody who's very passionate about you. Now, it may be fleeting because the Ace of Wands, you know, the fire eventually burns out. It's not like the Ace of Pentacles and the Two of Cups, where they may be wanting to offer you something more grounded, stability, practical, building together. This is more so, wow, I'm really feeling you. I just want to take you out, see what's good. So you guys may be finding that. Okay. It's about ignoring the competition and focusing on what brings you joy or the outside noise of the world. Also, how do you want to create what's best for you? While also being disciplined, you know, being balanced also. Not letting your imagination get the best of you. Ace of Wands in reverse can represent lack of passion, boredom, too much routine, too much structure, not enough hope in your life. You know, you're just flowing through. You're not really enjoying yourself. Ace of Wands is all about spontaneity. It's about going with the heart. It's truly about going what feels right with the heart. It's a download. It's like that kind of like, hey, I think we should go to Cancun for the summer. It's just something like that. That's the Ace of Wands moment. Hey, you guys want to go out? You know, like, whatever. That's the Ace of Wands moment. So it's also creativity. It's good news. It's action in a sense, where you're going to start to bring those downloads onto paper. Passion, travel, you know, it can represent sex, you know, like fertility, conception. But the advice for it is to follow your creative spark and trust that you will manifest your desires. Like, this is saying the idea that you have is going to take you somewhere. The ace doesn't show up for no reason. It's saying, yeah. And in reverse, it can represent delays, you know, disappointment, feeling slow, sluggish, stuck. It can represent infertility that's coming up here. But yeah, in the upright, this is really good for us because I think we're having a new beginning when it comes to the things that we thought were toxic about ourselves. And we're allowing ourselves to see the truth of that, see the truth of who we are, and no longer holding ourselves to that standard. So this new beginning comes in a lot quicker. You may be noticing that a lot of things start grounding in for you. Like, I was seeing lots of followers coming in for me, lots of new people wanting to listen. Thank you guys to who's new tuning in. And you'll be getting lots of signs about the way you're going about things. So let's say you decide to take a new approach on life today. This Ace of Wands energy, the divine will constantly give you signs so you keep it up. Okay. So that's mainly what I get on the Ace of Wands. This was pretty quick and simple. It's a simple card. It's also fire sign, rules fire energy, Aries, Leo, Sag. But yeah, that was pretty simple. Let's see what the number. So today is an 8. Yeah. This is like what's coming full circle. Like what's coming back around over the next 24 hours? What are you coming back around to work harder on so that, you know, you don't feel like that's out of control? Anything that you're back and forth about is going to come back full circle today so that you can close it out, because this is what's causing the slow down sort of feeling in your life. Like, when I woke up, all of that slowed down feeling energy was gone. Like, I just knew everything was about to start bloop, 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 falling into place. And as soon as, oh my God, I didn't even say this, but right after that, you know, I walked to go get my cat some food and stuff. And that, like, I was just walking at night. So I never walked at night around here, like, far from my house, like 10 minutes out. So I was just like, am I safe to go? Because they guided me to go to the other 7-Eleven because they didn't have any more cat food. And I was just like, I was just like, I don't know why I was questioning my guides, like my higher self. But I was just like, let me just go. So I walked and I was just hearing source very clearly, like, there are angels like all around you, everywhere, like watching you at all times, on the street even, you don't even know. So when I went to 7-Eleven, there was this dude in there and he bought all of my stuff. Like, he offered to buy all of my stuff and he was like, I'm an angel. He literally told me straight up, he was like, I'm just an angel around blessing people. And I was just like, wow, divine, like, you got it. I was just like, no, I need to like high five you and keep it up by just running with this Ace of Wands. Like, every time I feel a download, you know, just move forward. If I need help on if it's the right thing to do, just ask. Make my life simple. So over the next 24 hours, figure out how you can make your life more fun and simple. That's what the Ace of Wands is saying, so that you can unlock more creator energy. Okay, so that's mainly what I get for you guys today. I hope this helped. Peace out. So I just checked, guys, and we did do the Ace of Wands, and I'm a little irritated, but I can definitely rewrite this. I can rewrite this story, okay? Because I want it to be a new card for every episode, so let me just keep going. All right, so this is an extended version of it, and I'm going to most likely change the title too, but we do definitely need to embody this Ace of Wands energy. Okay, I was like, I had a feeling I didn't go all the way down, because I was like, wait a hot damn second. So let's see, did we do death? What's the card? Okay, I don't think we did the sun. Yeah, I don't think we did the sun. So that came up on my virtual deck. So the sun is all about illumination, positivity. It's the highest form of good vibes that you can receive. it is a major point in your life where you finally, like, things finally make sense to you. Things are finally moving in the direction that you think. The Sun card also represents a death to the old perception of self because of illumination that hits. You're no longer, like, bogged down by fears or fear of death or fear of change. It's like you're at a place where you feel very powerful. And that's kind of how I was feeling. I was feeling very illuminated and psychic also, just like really like telling myself there's no reason for me to feel ashamed or confused about anything in my life because I have full clarity over who I am. I know who I am. And the Sun card comes up to represent good fortune, happiness, joy, and good times. And so I feel like we're kind of coming into that where, because this came up in reverse on my virtual deck, I'm going to say that a lot of us are going to be healing any ideals of self that had us kind of in a funk or depression or in a very like set way of thinking. And it's like the universe is coming together and agreeing with your path and aiding forward movement to something greater. So this is just like kind of like the Star card. I mean the Ace of Wands. So it's positivity, it's freedom, it's fun, success. That's what I was feeling. I was like, I just want an air of freedom to myself, but also with the wisdom that I've learned. I don't want to hold myself to things that I have experienced when I was in the Sun in reverse, when I was in a very sad, pessimistic place. Now that I'm in the upright, all of those things will be reset and I will be asked, how do I feel about them? Not through what the world is telling me, but how things affect my body, how things affect my matrix, how things like go when I accept a certain behavior about myself. And once I did, everything started to click more into place. Though before, I was thinking that it wasn't, because I was operating from a past self. So guess what? I was going to continue to get past events. So this is saying you are safe to be more positive in life right now. Let go of that lack of enthusiasm. Let go of that pessimism. Unrealistic expectations. This is what I was talking about. That's why you're so dissatisfied, because it's not realistic for you to jump right into being vegan after being a meat eater for all your life, for example. Like, I had to learn this also, like, stop being so hard on myself when I changed my mind, because I would feel like I have to. And you know, my old partner would tell me this, and I wish I listened to them a lot more. Like, there'd be some things I'd be like, yo, I need to fucking listen. But you know, you live and you learn. But I was like, wow, I don't need to be like so rigid on myself. Like, I just need to take my time and give it to the divine. So surrender anything that's kind of making you feel burdened at this time, something that you can't really get clear on. Just let it go and then ground into the things that you know you want to do. Start trying to listen to that more. Like, what do you know you want to do? And whatever you're questioning, ask or let it go. Don't move in confusion. Because if you move in confusion, it's going to cause more illusions. 929 till someone's confirmation. But when you're moving from a place of, I genuinely want to do this, do it. Just do it. That's life. That's how you get led from one thing to another. Okay? So let's see. Okay, so I just briefly wanted to touch on that. I'm going to change this to the Sun podcast because that's what it is. It was illumination and clarity over bigger moments in my life that meant a lot to me. And now that I'm redefining them, it's opening me up for higher timelines and happier life, because I'm not putting myself in the old timelines where Paris always had issues. Paris could never get things together. Like, Paris couldn't do this, Paris couldn't do that. Like, all of these couldn'ts like had to be released. So over the next 24 hours or when this finds you, I feel like that's what a lot of us are going to be doing. Okay, so I hope this helped. This was kind of like a mixture of Ace of Wands and the Sun. So but yeah, let me tweak that. All right, peace out.